In this song, there are three guitars. Two of them are rhythm guitar players. One is a lead guitar. The lead guitarist goes from using just his fingers and then going into using a slide. The first rhythm guitar part we will learn is really the part, if I had to choose one, that you would play if you were the only rhythm guitar player. I will still teach you all three guitar parts, but let's work through the first rhythm guitar part first, then I'll teach you the second rhythm guitar part, and then finally we will learn the lead guitar licks. Let's start with the intro. Here are the first four measures of the intro for Rhythm Guitar 1. Now I'm starting with a basic C chord. This is my third finger in the third fret of the fifth string. My second finger is in the second fret of the fourth string. And then my first finger is in the first fret of the second string. We call this a standard C chord, sometimes called a cowboy chord. Your cowboy chords are like C, G, D, and A. Just think of all the old cowboy movies from the 40s and 50s and 60s. Where the cowboys actually played guitar and sang. These are the kind of chords they used. They weren't using bar chords or any jazz chords, anything unusual or add twos, just good old basic C, G, D, A, and E cowboy chords. So we have our C chord. We hit the fifth, fourth, and third strings with a downstroke, and then play the third string by itself, and then follow that with the first string with an upstroke. Then come back and hit the third string, then play the fifth and third, followed by the third string. So that gives us. Then we have. So I'm still holding down my C chord, and I'm adding in my fourth finger onto the second string, third fret. I'm going to strum my fifth, fourth, third, and second strings, and then pull off that fourth finger so that it plucks the second string, where the first finger is still holding down the first fret. Then we'll have. Now this is that downstroke on the fifth, fourth, and third strings again. What you're hearing here is an upstroke on the second string, and I have taken off my first finger, so the second string is open. Then what will happen is I'll put it back on, and then I'll strum down again. So from this measure, where we have the C chord, and the fourth finger on that second string, third fret, we have this. Then I'll strum that one more time, and then I have. Now that is one more strum on the fifth, fourth, and third strings with a downstroke. And then I'll play an upstroke on the second, third, and fourth strings, and they're open. I'm taking my hand off to get ready for my next chord, which is a G chord. So from the beginning, these two measures of C so far sound like this. Then we go to the G chord and do this. Now this G chord is my top string third fret with my third finger, and then I need my fourth finger to play the first string third fret. I'm killing the fifth string by laying my third finger on it. Usually, when we play a G chord, we will also add in the fifth string second fret with the second finger, but we don't need it here. And actually, we need to keep that second finger free. So I'm going to strum 6, 5, and 4 with the downstroke. Then we're going to hit 4 and 3, and then an upstroke on the second string. Then play the third string, and then the fourth string, and then the sixth. So we have. Then for the second measure of G, we have. So keep your G chord down, and add in your first finger onto the second string, first fret. We're going to play this and then pull it off so that it plays that second string open. And when I hit it, you probably heard that I hit the first string with it. Then play your fourth string, which is open with a downstroke of the pick. Then I want your second finger to hold down the third string, second fret. Still keep the other two fingers of the G chord in place. We're going to hit this and pull it off so that it plays the third string open. So from the first G chord, we have this. Pull off, pull off. Then hit the sixth string. Then I need for you to play the fourth and third strings open, and then hammer on to an A chord. Now to do this, my first finger is winding up on the fourth string, second fret. My second finger is winding up on the third string, second fret. And then my third finger is winding up on the second string, second fret. You will only hear the fourth and third strings though, because that's the only two that we hit open before we hammered on. And as you can guess, the next two measures are based around an A chord that we now have down. Let's take a look at what happens after this hammer on at the end of the fourth measure of the intro.